A large Israeli force swept into the West Bank city of Ramallah today. Israel says the operation was directed against the infrastructure of the Islamist Hamas movement. Israel Radio reported that 3 armed Palestinian militants and a 9-year-old boy were killed in clashes with soldiers. The incursion came as representatives of Palestinian factions, including Hamas, gathered in Cairo to discuss a ceasefire with Israel. In an interview at his home in the Gaza Strip, Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmad Yassin spoke with NPR's Linda Gradstein about the upcoming talks. He says Hamas is prepared for a long-term truce under certain conditions.
For the past 2 months, since he was slightly wounded in an Israeli assassination attempt, 67-year-old Sheikh Ahmad Yassin has spent much of his time in hiding. Now, back at his modest home in Gaza, the paraplegic insists he is not afraid. In the small reception room outside his office, 2 Kalashnikov rifles are tossed casually on a couch. His male personal secretary wears a pistol. The sheikh himself is wheeled into the room wrapped in a brown shawl. Asked about the upcoming talks in Cairo, Sheikh Yassin says Hamas does not oppose a long-term ceasefire.
We are ready to reach or to go with this enemy into a long-term hudna or truce. But the enemy, as a return, must pull out from all the Palestinian territories and to remove all shapes and kinds of occupation.
The Israeli withdrawal, specifies the sheikh, must be from all the territory occupied since the 1967 war. That seems to represent a shift for Hamas, which has always advocated the destruction of the State of Israel. Later in the interview, the sheikh clarifies that he sees a long-term ceasefire as an interim settlement, not a final peace deal. He blames Israel for the collapse of the previous ceasefire, which lasted less than 2 months after it was announced in June. It fell apart in a series of Palestinian suicide bombings that killed dozens of Israelis and Israeli airstrikes that killed at least a dozen Hamas militants, along with innocent bystanders.
This hudna, we tried it with the Israelis before. The Israeli side did not follow this hudna and always was the side who broke this hudna or truce. Those who are asking us about the hudna, they have to study it with the Israeli side.
That's exactly what's expected to happen. After the talks in Cairo, Egypt's chief mediator, intelligence director Omar Suleiman, is expected to fly to Washington to seek U.S. guarantees that Israel will respect a ceasefire. Suleiman has already met with senior Israeli and Palestinian officials. Yasser Najjar of the Palestinian Foreign Ministry says he believes Suleiman will get those guarantees from Israel.
Maybe not publicly, but there will be some guarantees from the Israeli government to stop the incursions and assassinations and so on.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has said the ceasefire is an internal Palestinian issue and Israel is not involved. But Sharon has repeatedly said, if the Palestinians stop their attacks on Israel, Israel will have no reason to respond. Palestinian officials say they do not see the ceasefire as an end in itself. Cabinet Minister Rassan Khatib says the truce must lead to a resumption of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
If there is going to be a comprehensive package that has the ceasefire and other security aspects as security component, and then other political components such as the cessation of Israeli settlement expansion activities and the construction of the wall, I think that such package will have chance to stick.
U.S. Special Envoy William Burns is in the region holding talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders about the prospects of resuming negotiations. It is the first high-profile U.S. involvement in several months. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.